New light has been shed on the death of Yasser Arafat, with a Swiss team of researchers saying that it's likely the former Palestinian leader was poisoned with polonium. The first forensic tests on samples taken from his corpse have shown unexpectedly high levels of the radioactive substance. Matt Brown is our Middle East correspondent. Matt Brown, good morning. What are these test results exactly showing?
Tony, as you've said, much higher levels than expected of the element polonium-210. They exhumed bits of Yasser Arafat's body last year, and they've tested them, and particularly in bone fragments from his pelvis and his rib, the scientists say they've found what looked to be quite high levels of this very, very toxic substance. And the Al Jazeera TV network, which commissioned this report, has spoken to a British scientist who says that those levels are at least 18 times higher than you'd expect to see.
Matt, how did the testing come about?
The Al Jazeera TV network conducted an investigation, and it was given access to some of Yasser Arafat's personal effects by his widow, Suha. And on those personal effects, they say they found traces of polonium-210. Now, that triggered a French murder investigation, because that's where Yasser Arafat ended up. That's where he ended up dying. And it triggered this follow-on investigation. The exhumation resulted in samples being given to this Swiss laboratory, but also to the French investigators and to a Russian team. And we're yet to hear from those other two testing sites.
So after the results from this Swiss team, where is the finger of blame being pointed as to who may have been responsible for putting this polonium in contact with Yasser Arafat?
Well, first of all, there is some doubt, some weakness in the results. The Swiss say that their testing moderately supports the idea that Arafat was poisoned with polonium-210. They say there are problems. They didn't have much of a sample to go by. 8 years has gone by since the remains were buried, of course. And when it came to the personal effects, there was no real guaranteed chain of custody. So they put those caveats on it. But Palestinian leaders have pointed the finger, not surprisingly, at Israel, because Yasser Arafat was seen as a scourge by many Israelis, despite signing a preliminary sort of peace deal in the early 1990s. After that, there was the Second Intifada, terrorism. Arafat was seen by many Israelis, including Israeli leaders, as an obstacle to peace. But the Israelis have said many times, and in response to the polonium findings, the initial findings, that they were not involved. So whilst there are lab test results now, and Suha Arafat, the widow, is saying he was the victim of a political assassination, no scientist can tell you where that polonium came from, who is really responsible.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown.